The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to defend marriage, thus opening the door for full-blown sexual disorder and the destruction of children's minds by the insecurity in homes which will result. In saying the Defense of Marriage Act was wrong, they said that marriage, God's plan for rearing healthy children, was wrong. In this ruling, they disagreed with the biblical definition of marriage. God said when He created marriage that, quote, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made He a woman, and brought her unto the man." Thus God identified marriage as being between a man and a woman only. Noah Webster, in his original American Dictionary, based his definition of marriage on God's record in history. He defined marriage as, quote, "the act of uniting a man and woman for life." Wedlock, the legal union of a man and woman for life. Marriage was instituted by God Himself, Webster defined, for the purpose of preventing the promiscuous intercourse of the sexes, for promoting domestic felicity, and for securing the maintenance and education of children. In refusing to protect God's definition of marriage, the judges on the Supreme Court who voted against it have set themselves above God, declaring themselves wiser than God and His Word. They have usurped the position of God as being the judge of all. This is dangerous for them and us. Consider what a dictatorial act this was. The court ruled on this marriage case, even though the one who brought the case was satisfied already by the lower court rulings. Likewise, the Justice Department chose not to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Yet, the court still wanted to state their opinion on the issue of marriage. In other words, though there was no case, they decided to speak about this issue. Thus, they stole a power nowhere granted them in the Constitution. This is a gross abuse of power. It is the exercise of raw power in the political realm. This is the way dictators rule. The Declaration of Independence describes this current national government perfectly when it stated, quote, "A prince or government whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people." In other words, this court can rule that you must change your house, car, clothes, or friends to what they say you should, and you now have no protection against them. So what can we do? We can and we must pray for three specific things. One, pray that Americans will read the Bible in its entirety, turn to God, and learn once again what constitutional government is. Secondly, pray that Bible-believing people will vote. Half of them are not even registered to vote. That's enough to completely change the outcome of any election in America. Thirdly, pray that we will become such biblical thinkers about government that we would never elect people who do not live by the Bible. Legislators with biblical morality would impeach and remove from office in a heartbeat the likes of Mr. Obama and the five liberal judges on the court. This is our only hope of preserving our liberty to teach the Bible to our children and others. Pray that God's church and our government servants will, quote, "kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little." If we will, that same verse also promises, "Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.